This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Known for its retail food markets, colorful shops, and lively nightlife, Pittsburgh's historic Strip District is a neighborhood that epitomizes the cultural diversity of our region. Out-of-towners' eyebrows rise when they first hear of the Strip District, but Pittsburghers know that the name refers to the narrow strip of land along the Allegheny at the base of the Hill District. The Strip is confined by natural boundaries, including the Allegheny River and the extension of Grant's Hill between 11th and 33rd Streets. Steel baron Andrew Carnegie got his start in the iron and steel industries with the upper and lower Union Mills at Smallman and 33rd Streets. Alcoa also began its commercial production of aluminum in the area. The Fort Pitt Foundry cast cannons for three U.S. wars on Smallman Street, and George Westinghouse built his air brake factory on Liberty Avenue. Beginning in the early 20th century, the Strip's proximity to local rail yards transformed it into a hub for produce businesses. By the 1990s, dozens of retail shops opened on Penn Avenue and Smallman Street, providing a rich array of produce, ethnic foods, and restaurants. In 1996, the Senator John Heinz History Center opened on Smallman Street, becoming an affiliate of the Smithsonian Institution and the largest history museum in Pennsylvania. Today, the Strip District is not only a bustling marketplace, but also a desirable neighborhood for urban professionals to live and work.